Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. Prayer today will be given by Representative Daniels. Representative Daniels, please approach the well.
Father, anoint us to lay aside everything that will so easily beset us as we gather for the 2023 legislative process from various backgrounds, different cities, and diverse beliefs. Let the edict of the Lord take precedence, that it is possible for us to live peacefully with each other as we ensue the pursuit of happiness by God's infinite wisdom and grace. Help us, O God, to be politically and morally correct as we make hard decisions in voting and representing your people. Keep and protect the governor of Florida. Cover Speaker Renner with the blood of Jesus. Empower and anoint Leader Driscoll and extend supernatural mercy and grace to Senate President Pasadomo. We pray for every individual in constituted authority, every secretary, commissioner, auxiliary head, and staff member that makes what we do in Florida work. Provide and protect and empower the 120 legislators and the 40 senators and their families. May the laws that we enact and the budget we manage manifest that which is conducive to the needs of senior citizens, children, the homeless, inmates, sufferers of mental and emotional challenges, and all that we are called to serve, from the highest echelons of the people of Florida to the least of them. As the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, Lord, let our burdens become blessings, our challenges make us courageous, our differences ignite the call of duty, our fears overridden by faith, and our weaknesses make us work harder. And most of all, let our yeas be yea and our nays be nay. God bless our cities, this nation, and the great state of Florida. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Representative. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
117 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
A quorum being present, the House of Representatives is declared officially in session for the 125th regular session of the legislature since statehood in 1845. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise and remain standing for the presentation of colors, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. The colors will be presented today by members of the Flagler County Sheriff's Office Honor Guard. We are pleased to have with us Commander George Bender, Master Deputy Mike Spinelli, Deputy First Class Brian Jackson, and Deputy Jeremy Chambers. Post the colors. Present the colors.
Present on.
Leading the pledge today is Representative Roach from his desk.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joining us today to sing the national anthem is the Flagler College Key of C's Chamber Choir, led by Director Kip Tasey. Director Tasey, you are recognized for the anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud
Retire the colors. You may be seated. I'm pleased to introduce our doctor of the day, Dr. Carrie Vey, a family medicine practitioner from Daytona Beach, at my invitation. Thank you for being here today. Welcome to the Florida House. There she is. We're also honored today to have Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley as our Law Enforcement Officer of the Day at my invitation. Sheriff Staley's career in law enforcement spans nearly five decades, and throughout those many years of dedicated service, he has received numerous awards and medals, including the Medal of Valor, Orange County Sheriff's Office Purple Heart Medal, and Florida's Medal of Heroism after being shot three times while saving the life of a fellow deputy. Sheriff Staley, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for your years of service and the sacrifices you've made. You have dedicated your life to serving and giving back to your community, and we are grateful. God bless you and welcome to the Florida House. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. It is my pleasure now to introduce the Lieutenant Governor and members of the Florida Cabinet. The Lieutenant Governor of the State of Florida, the Honorable Jeanette Nunez. The Attorney General of the State of Florida, the Honorable Ashley Moody. The Chief Financial Officer of the State of Florida, the Honorable Jimmy Patronis. And the Commissioner of Agriculture of the State of Florida, the Honorable Wilton Simpson. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce justices from the Supreme Court of Florida. Joining us today are the Honorable Carlos Muniz, Chief Justice. The Honorable Charles Kennedy. The Honorable Ricky Polston. The Honorable Renata Francis. The Honorable Jorge Labarga. The Honorable John Curiel. And the Honorable Jamie Grosshands. Welcome to the Florida House. We're also pleased to have with us today former speakers of the Florida House of Representatives. As I call your name, please stand and be recognized. Joining us today are the Honorable James Harold Thompson, the Honorable John Thrasher, the Honorable Steve Cristofulli, the Honorable Ralph Haben, and the Honorable H. Lee Moffitt. Welcome to the Florida House. The Honorable Richard Corcoran and the Honorable Tom Feeney. You guys snuck in on me. Leader Grant, you're recognized for introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we are pleased today to have several former Republican leaders. Former leaders, please stand and be recognized as your name is called. Members, please hold your applause till the end. Present are the Honorable Adam Hassner, the Honorable Sandra Mortham, the Honorable Dana Young, the Honorable Dane Eagle, the Honorable Kurt Kaiser, and the Honorable Ray Rodriguez.
Leader Driscoll, you're recognized for introductions.
Mr. Speaker, we are pleased to have with us today the following former Democratic leaders. Please stand to be recognized. Members, please hold your applause to the end. Present are the Honorable Joe Gibbons. Thank you.
We're also pleased to have with us today several former members. Former members, please stand to be recognized as your name is called. Members, please hold your applause until all of the former members have been recognized. Present are the Honorable Don Brown, the Honorable Frank Artillis, the Honorable Eric Frezen, the Honorable Eddie Gonzalez, the Honorable Scott Plakin, the Honorable Scott McPherson, the Honorable Brad Drake, the Honorable Barry Richard, the Honorable George Albright, the Honorable Jamie Grant, the Honorable Ron Greenstein, and the Honorable Alan Williams. That was my warm-up. Additionally, we have with us Kirk Kelly, Ardian Zika, Nick Thompson, Matt Hudson, Renee Placencia, Frank Messerschmidt, Bob Cortez, Clay Ingram, Cord Bird, Ed Narain, Mike Miller, Gaston Cantens, Jennifer Webb, Rob Schenck, Paul Hawks, Jimmy T. Smith, Jeff Kottkamp, Mac Bernard, Manny Diaz, Ron Brise, Susan Goldstein, Jerry Williamson, Ellen Bogdanoff, and John Grant. I'm pretty sure we have a quorum today. Speaker Pro Tem Clemens, you're recognized to make an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my privilege today, if you would direct your attention to the West Gallery, to the lady in the red dress. The love of Paul Renner's life, his life partner, his best friend, his confidant, and the person that whispers in his ear which bills should pass. May I present to you his lovely wife, Adriana Renner. And we'd be remiss if we didn't introduce his next of kin, his daughter, Abigail. There you go. And his son, William. Members, this is a very special time to welcome all of our friends and guests to the Florida Capitol. So if you're here today to see this grand event, welcome to the Florida House. Now, members, if you would get ready for Paul Renner, Speaker Paul Renner's address. Give him a big round of applause.
Before we do that, we have some additional special guests who have just arrived, I understand. Sergeant Hosford, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, a committee from the Florida Senate.
Let the committee be received. Who speaks for the committee? Thank you, Senator, and we look forward to working with each and every one of you. The relationship couldn't be better. Thank you. Welcome. Please be seated. And good morning. Before I begin, I want to recognize our amazing members. There is so much talent in this room, and it is an honor to serve with each and every one of you. I also want to welcome our distinguished guests on the floor and also in the gallery, including many of our family and friends. Welcome to the Florida House. And I personally want to recognize three special guests whose support today and every day is what keeps me going. My wife, Adriana, daughter, Abigail, and son, William. I love you guys. Someone recently asked how this session would be remembered. I believe that standing together, along with America's greatest governor and our Senate partners, this session will be remembered for when we fearlessly took on the major challenges and opportunities of our state and delivered transformational results again and again. Today begins our regular session, but our ambitious agenda is well underway. When this legislature first assembled, we promised to address the real concerns of Floridians, including recovery from last year's hurricanes and an affordability crisis that strains family budgets. Days later, you delivered on those promises, providing toll relief to millions of drivers, immediate support for the victims of Hurricanes Ian and Nicole, and bold reforms to heal our property insurance market. Unlike Washington, D.C. and Florida, we don't wait around to solve problems. We fix them. So last month, we convened again, responding to the federal government's refusal to solve the border crisis and the human trafficking and fentanyl deaths that undoubtedly result, we empowered Governor DeSantis to take action. We made clear that election fraud will be prosecuted in this state. We leveled the playing field for our student athletes, and we ended the notion that a private company should ever have its own governmental powers. We will continue to address affordability concerns through substantial tax relief for our families and the working men and women who need it. We will support President Pasadomo's leadership to make housing more affordable, and recognizing that runaway litigation abuse is a tax on every Floridian, we will support meaningful tort reform. Reining in those costs will make living in Florida more affordable and our businesses more competitive. We will redouble our commitment to public safety and reaffirm our respect for law enforcement and first responders. We'll equip our sheriffs with advanced technology to take down the criminal organizations and career criminals responsible for the vast majority of gun crimes, and we will impose stiffer penalties on those who commit them. But we reject states that use these crimes to justify restrictions on the constitutional right of their citizens. Criminals do not follow those laws. They ignore them. Here in Florida, we will protect and expand the rights of law-abiding men and women to defend themselves and others. We will take additional steps to protect our schools and students from threats, and we will aggressively pursue human traffickers and anyone who sexually assaults or hurts our children. To those offenders, our message is clear. We are coming after you. We will prosecute and imprison you so that you never again enjoy the happiness that you denied to others. Strong families are far more important than strong governments, and healthy, thriving children are the foundation of our future. This session, we will enact an agenda that improves the safety, health, and well-being of our children and their families. Every one of us were children once. Our ability to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness began with life. We must defend the right to life for thousands of boys and girls who deserve to experience life, find love, and enrich the lives of others. Children are a blessing, not a burden. However, there's no question that moms and dads face greater costs when they bring their babies home from the hospital. To reduce those costs, we will deliver bold tax relief, from tax-free diapers to our back-to-school tax holiday. We'll return money to parents who know better how to spend it than government ever can, delivering the most pro-family tax relief in Florida's history. Too often, the welfare system punishes parents working hard by abruptly taking away government benefits when they earn a few extra dollars. No family should ever have to choose between a pay raise and their children's health care. So we make it easier for moms and dads to move from welfare to work and on the way to their American dream. As our youngest Floridians start school, they must learn to read so they can use reading to learn. Yet nearly half of our third graders cannot read on grade level. That is morally unacceptable. We must commit to a future in which every child masters the reading, math, and general knowledge needed to reach their full potential. To that end, we will improve resources for teachers and students so that we can bring every child, yes, every child, to grade level. And to further that success, we must embrace educational freedom and customized learning. House Bill 1 gives every parent and student customized tools to learn and thrive. It also ensures that our students with unique abilities have the resources they need to live more independent lives when they reach adulthood. Thanks to our bill sponsors, HB 1 will deliver the largest expansion of school choice in the nation. Unfortunately, our digitally dominated world is taking its toll on childhood development and mental health, and even targets our children's personal information. Make no mistake, the titans of tech who built social media purposely sowed it with the seeds of addiction. We will pass legislation to help kids disconnect from tech addiction and reconnect to the real world and the opportunities that await them in the classroom. And we will also ensure that our children's personal information is never given to big tech by passing robust protections for juvenile data privacy. Quality sleep is also critical to children's learning and mental health. So we will pursue appropriate school start times as a zero-cost way to improve both academic scores and mental well-being. If the challenges of inadequate sleep and tech addiction were not enough, activists are using our schools to indoctrinate and sexualize children rather than focus on the education they need to succeed. Based on the many good bills you are filing, we will end that once and for all. Parents expect schools to keep their children safe, respect their values, and teach the reading, math, and general knowledge that they need to succeed in life. Those principles will guide us in everything we do in education, and that includes higher education, whose own activists want college campuses to enforce ideological orthodoxy through the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement. Those terms have become Orwellian, where diversity now means conformity of thought, and equity means picking winners and losers. Instead, we will promote a return to the highest ideals of higher education, an environment that embraces real diversity of thought, putting all ideas on the table and subject to critical thinking. The true source of political legitimacy comes from the consent of the governed, from we the people making the big decisions through those we elect. Yet the ESG movement completely rejects that most basic democratic principle. The financial elite, who are supposed to be charged with investing on our behalf, are using our investments for their own ideological agenda and without our consent. This session, we will stand up for state workers and protect their retirement from political interference. Florida will insist that pension funds invest for the best rate of return possible, and we will also prohibit any ESG interference in public procurement. We categorically reject the use of social credit scores for lending decisions. And for those banks that still choose to discriminate, they will no longer be allowed to hold taxpayer funds. Florida will lead the fight against elitists who impose their agenda on us regardless of what we the people decide at the ballot box. And we will also zealously guard taxpayers' money, ensuring it's not spent on programs or agencies that have outlived their usefulness. Enterprise Florida has overpromised and underdelivered for years and drains funds from higher priorities. If this were Washington, D.C., it would live on forever, unchained and unchallenged. But the Florida way requires us to retain only what works and eliminate what does not. And finally, we will continue to look to the future and develop plans to protect our natural resources and infrastructure. We will invest today to secure our long-term needs in water supply and water treatment, preserve the Florida Wildlife Corridor, and protect the natural treasures of our state, like the Everglades and our world-class beaches, rivers, lakes, and streams, and springs. These are just some of the issues you have championed, and we will address this session. As a result of your efforts, we will transform Florida for years to come and improve the lives of our constituents. By sine die, we can answer the question of how this session will be remembered. Through the principles and courage of the members of this chamber, we will help Floridians keep more of their money because they know how to spend it better than government. Unleash the power of education to help our students achieve their full potential. Protect life and support the health and well-being of Florida's children while giving parents more tools to succeed. Make Florida more affordable by ending the tort tax, opposing ESG, and creating incentives for affordable housing. Protect the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens, support law enforcement, and aggressively pursue anyone who threatens our safety and the well-being of our communities. And make historic investments in our state's infrastructure to prepare for the next storm, for future growth, and for the decades to come. And in the end, deliver the kind of real transformative results that our constituents expect and that they deserve. So let's buckle up and get going. God bless each of you, and God bless the great state of Florida. Thank you. Are there communications on the desk?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the communication.
The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President, the Florida Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, Florida House of Representatives. Dear President Pasadomo and Speaker Renner, as Governor of Florida, I respectfully request the opportunity to present the State of the State Address to the joint session of the Florida Legislature on Tuesday, March 7 at 11 o'clock a.m. Florida's focus on freedom has led us to outpace the nation on all fronts. Together, we are establishing freedom-first policies to benefit Florida workers and families to provide a framework for future prosperity. I look forward to sharing my legislative priorities with you and your colleagues. Sincerely, Ron DeSantis, Governor. Reading of the communication, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does Representative Perez rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that the rules be waived to introduce SCR 1280. Read it twice by title and upon its adoption, lay HCR 1295 on the table.
Representative Perez moves that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that SCR 1280 be introduced and read twice by title and upon its adoption, lay HCR 1295 on the table. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Read the message followed by a reading of the resolution twice by title.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has adopted SCR 1280 and requests the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantell is Secretary. By Senator Mayfield, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1280, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor. By Senator Mayfield, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1280, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor.
Representative Perez, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
This concurrent resolution authorizes the House and the Senate to meet in a joint session at 11 a.m. to receive the governor's message.
Are there questions? Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adopt SCR 1280.
Representative Perez now moves that we adopt SCR 1280. Is there debate? Seeing none. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the resolution is adopted and HCR 1295 is laid on the table. For what purpose does Representative Garrison rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is convened and that we're ready to transact business.
Representative Garrison moves that a committee be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is convened and ready to transact business. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The chair appoints Representative Fine, Representative McLean, Representative Rommel, Representative Arrington, Representative Williams, and Representative Leak, who will serve as chair. The committee is excused to perform its assignment. And while they're stepping out, I want to recognize a few additional members. We have with us Bobby Powell and also Pat Patterson. Please welcome to the Florida House. Representative Perez, you're recognized to make an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you can bear with me, we have in the East Gallery, I would like to introduce Taiwan's Ambassador to the United States, Xiao B. Kim. Thank you for joining us, Ambassador.
Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today, March 7, 2023, or upon the call of the Speaker.
Representative Perez moves that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today, or upon the call of the Speaker. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House stands adjourned. And members, please stay close by. We'll begin promptly at 11 a.m. Sergeant Hosford, please secure the chamber.